WKJAN Sports.
Time for check of sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. In high school sports locally last night at the Audubon Wheeler Relays on the girls' side, Panorama wins the team title with 168 points. Griswold the runner-up with 108. Missouri Valley, Underwood, IKM Manning the top five teams in that chase. Some of the individual first-place winners last night included Alex Flippen of Griswold, Alex Flippen winning both the 1,500 and the 3,000-meter events. Devin Kemble of Panorama won the 400 and the 400 hurdles. Also locally, Sydney Obermeyer of Audubon was the champ in the high jump event. Exira EHK won the sprint medley relay in last night's event. Also, Panorama won the boys' title with 114 points. IKM Manning with 76 points, the runner-up. Audubon was third. Tri-Center and Underwood are the top five teams. Individual first-place winners include Emmett Wheatley of Adair Casey. He wins both the 100 and 200, along with the long jump event last night. Also locally, Evan Wilson of Exira EHK wins the 3,200 meters. Mitchell Nelson of Audubon is the champ in the 110 hurdles in yesterday's meet. Tri-Center also took the distance medley relay title. At the AHSTW Invitational last night, over in Avoca, Fremont Mills wins the girls' title with 207 points. Kemper Catholic, AHSTW, and Heartland Christian round out the rest of the field. Among some of the area winners in that girls' side yesterday, the 100-meter dash, J.C. Schumann of AHSTW is the champion. She also won the 100-meter hurdles for her squad. Schumann also was the champ in the 400-meter hurdles. AHSTW also had a win in the girls' 4x100-meter relay and the 4x800-meter relay in yesterday's event. Also on the boys' side yesterday, the team champ, Denison, with 149 points. Van Meter, 134, the runner-up. AHSTW placing third in that meet yesterday. Some of the area boys' winners, Briar Clay of AHSTW, took the 100-meter dash event in yesterday's meet. Also, AHSTW's Nate Herbst was a champ in the 400-meter hurdles. AHSTW also a winner in the 4x200-meter relay. They also won the distance medley relay title. Lee White of the Vikings also was the champ in the high jump event yesterday. In high school girls golf action last night, it was Creston downing Atlantic 195-200. Madison Hance of Creston was the medalist with a 45. Erin Olson of Atlantic also shot 45. She was runner-up. Cam defeated Lennox 209-230. Brooklyn Wendt of Cam had the low round of 47. Alyssa Brink shot 47 for Riverside as she was medalist, but Audubon beat Riverside. 238 for Audubon. Riverside didn't have a full team score. AHSTW beat IKM Manning by 10 strokes, 211-221. Nicole Tarks of AHSTW shot 47 for the low round. Shenandoah beat Glenwood 201-239. Clarinda over Red Oak 213-237. Southwest Valley beat Mount Air 224-229. Also in a four-team meet, it was Southwest Iowa shooting 214 to beat Nishnabotna at 227, East Mills at 285, and Heartland Christian at 299. In boys golf last night, Atlantic shaded Creston 154-155, a one-stroke victory for Atlantic. Ben Reno led the Trojans. He was medalist shooting a 34 last night. Dylan McLean shot 36 for Riverside, leading his team to a 154-177 win over Audubon. Lennox won a three-team meet with a 176 total to defeat Cam, who shot 195, and Adair Casey, who posted a 238. IKM Manning edged AHSTW by a stroke, 177-178. Shenandoah beat Glenwood, 168-172. It was Clarinda over Red Oak, 157-178. Trainer over St. Albert, 175-181. Mount Air beat Southwest Valley, 191-217. East Mills won a four-team meet, shooting a 176 to beat Nishnabotna, who shot 182. Southwest Iowa at 216, and Heartland Christian at 235. Also in high school girls tennis last night, it was Atlantic over Audubon 7-2. Shenandoah beat Glenwood 7-2. Red Oak 5-4 over Clarinda. Creston beat Indianola 7-2. In boys tennis, it was Atlantic over Audubon 8-1. Shenandoah beat Glenwood 6-3. Clarinda 6-3 over Red Oak. In girls soccer last night, St. Albert downed Atlantic 10-0. Harlan over AHSTW 5-0. Tri-Center a 1-0 winner over Nottoway Valley, West Central Valley, Adair Casey. Trainer beat Riverside 10-0. And Carroll over Denison 4-2. In boys soccer, Glenwood beat Tri-Center 5-2. Harlan over Riverside 6-1. Carroll beat Nottoway Valley 2-1. Creston over Lewis Central 2-0. Denison beat Missouri Valley 6-0. And St. Albert 3-1 over Abraham Lincoln. In baseball yesterday, Matt Carpenter tripled and doubled, and the St. Louis Cardinals had season highs in runs and hits to help Michael Wacha remain undefeated with an 11-5 victory over the Philadelphia Phillies. Matt Holliday and Matt Adams each added three hits for the Cardinals, who finished with 15 hits overall as Jason Hayward reached base four times and John Jay drove in a couple runs. Elsewhere in the National League, Cincinnati beat Milwaukee 4-2, Miami over the New York Mets 4-3, Washington outslugged Atlanta 13-12, Chicago over Pittsburgh 6-2, Arizona beat Colorado 12-5, San Francisco downing the LA Dodgers 2-1. In the American League, Kendry Morales' three-run homer capped a six-run seventh inning as the Kansas City Royals beat the Cleveland Indians 11-5 last night. Alex Gordon homered and drove in a couple for the Royals, who had a season-high 18 hits. Elsewhere in the AL, Toronto beat Boston 11-8. The Yankees over Tampa Bay 4-2. Seattle beat Texas 2-1. Minnesota over Detroit 3-2. Oakland beat the LA Angels 6-2. In interleague play, Houston 14-3 winners over San Diego. Well, the Baltimore Orioles had a game postponed for the second straight night due to a bunch of knotheads. That's safety concerns following Monday's rioting northeast of Camden Yards. And Wednesday's game against the White Sox has been moved to the afternoon and will be played without any fans in attendance. It's believed to be the first game in Major League Baseball's 145-season history to be played without a single fan in the stadium. As far as the two first games of the series with Chicago, Major League Baseball has announced that those games will be made up as part of a doubleheader in Baltimore on May 28th. Orioles manager Buck Showalter tells the Associated Press, "It's all about what's best for the city and the safety of our people. The last thing you want to do is put the fans in harm's way, so you have to err on the side of safety." MLB has also announced that this weekend scheduled games between the Orioles and Tampa Bay have been moved to Tropicana Field instead of Oriole Park. Despite the fact that the games will be held in Florida, the Orioles will serve as the home team. And the Iowa State men's basketball program has announced that top 100 guard Nick Niskowiak has signed a financial aid agreement to join the team for the 2015-16 season. Niskowiak, a 6'2", 180-pounder, originally signed with Marquette in the fall, but was released from his letter of intent, and he'll be eligible immediately. Niskowiak averaged 20 points for Sun Prairie High School as a senior and scored a season-high 43 points in a Cardinal win during the year. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.